Hello, and welcome to the Daydream Believers podcast. I'm your host, Liz Chiarelli. Here, you'll find a monthly dose of insight to help keep you motivated, inspired, and informed so you can continue working towards your dreams. We cover a variety of topics from mindset to health to strategy so you can become the person you need to be in order to turn your dreams into reality. Every now and then, we'll also bring in some music artists to showcase some of the finest electronic music out there. Thanks for listening, and remember to head to lizchiarelli.com to download a free morning motivation that'll guarantee you start each day strong and stay on the path to success. Now, on to the show. Hello, Liz here, and welcome to another episode of the Daydream Believers podcast. During this episode, I discuss the true nature of our creativity, where it comes from, and why it's so vital that we express the creative gifts that we are blessed with. Hi everyone. Welcome to this week's live broadcast. This week I'd like to talk about where our creativity comes from. I'm a spiritual person, so I relate to the world in quite spiritual terms. And from my perspective, our creativity is a gift to us from the divine, and that we are all creative. From the way I look at things, we were created, so it makes sense that we all have the ability to create inherent with us. We can create physically, we can produce life, so we can therefore also create energetically and mentally. Our thoughts are our creations. So we are therefore all creators. It's just up to us how we use our creative energy. So our ability to be creative is a gift from the divine, and it expresses itself through our creativity, and in doing so it rejoices. Simultaneously, in allowing the divine to express itself through us, we're also giving it glory. And if we were all doing that, imagine how magical this world would be. Like, the divine intelligence that creates us does, after all, only want the best for us. So if we're acting according to its will for us, we'd be living in heaven on earth. But because there's the yin and the yang, one force opposes the other. Just as the divine rejoices in us expressing our creative gifts, so there is an opposing force doing its best to prevent us from expressing these gifts. And it does this in different ways. It tries to convince us that we're not creative at all. It paralyzes us with fear. And it also corrupts our dreams and turns them into ego-based desires. And now, I'm going to be talking about the fear thing in next week's broadcast, but for this week, I wanted to hone in on mistaking dreams that come from a place of pure passion with desires that come from a place of ego. Now, the former is what we should all be concentrating on manifesting. That's focusing on our passions from a place of pure passion. Because this is what will enrich our lives and the lives of others. And you know, some refer to this as a life purpose. The latter, the desires that come from a place of ego, must be recognized for what they are. They're just a grasping for recognition because we're unable to fully appreciate ourselves. We're not here to manifest fast cars and fat bank accounts. Yes, I appreciate as a creative that we need to make a living and we need to be comfortable. But if we are blessed with great financial abundance through pursuing your dream from a place of pure passion, that's amazing. But just, we've all got to remember that it's then our duty to be philanthropic with those blessings and to use them to help others. So those of you that have been reading my blog, we'll know a little bit about my own journey with my music and how it used to be a very ego-driven thing. I've music has always been my passion. It's always been something that I wanted to do, but through my social conditioning and the influences on me when I was younger, I came at music from a place of wanting to be rich and famous. But I didn't want to work hard for my success. I expected everything and didn't want to work hard for it. And when it didn't come my way, I got really angry and resentful. And I also used to very much follow the path of least resistance, that theory, whereby if things seem a struggle, one should interpret it as it wasn't meant to be. And whilst I still agree with that on many levels, when it comes to pursuing your creative passions, there's a dichotomy in that theory because the fact is, we need to work hard to turn our dreams into a reality. And music for me has always been a struggle. A lot of the time, it felt like I was dragging a huge boulder up a never-ending hill. And a lot of the time, I questioned whether it was, in fact, what I should be doing, simply because it was such a struggle for me. But the more I persisted, the more confident I became. Not just creatively, but also as a human being. I felt more complete and I felt more of my true essence coming through. And the more I persisted, the more doors opened, and the less fear I felt. And this was when I was coming at music from a place of pure passion. This was when I'd let go of all the ego desires, and this was when I realized that I did music because I loved it and just because it was what I was built to do. And once I started to pursue music from that perspective, from that trajectory, rather than from a place of ego, I enabled myself to work hard. I humbled myself. And that's when the magic started to happen. Not only did I feel more of my true essence coming through, but doors started opening for me and I felt less fear, not just surrounding my creativity, but generally. Even long-standing health issues started to fade away and life began to take on an entirely new energy and feel. So if you feel called to do something, but it feels like a struggle to do it, my heartfelt advice to you would be to go ahead and do it. Sacrifice whatever you need to in order to fill that fulfill in order to fulfill that desire. Because the fulfillment of that desire will not only heal you on a physical level, but it will also bring you tremendous amounts of happiness that are almost inconceivable. So follow your dreams.
Thanks so much for listening. It's my pleasure to be able to bring you guests who are experts in their field to help you continue walking the path of your dreams. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'd love to know what you thought of it, so please do remember to subscribe in iTunes and give us a little rate and review. If the show resonated with you, please share it with someone you think would benefit from it. If you have a question or topic you'd like answered on the podcast, head to lizcirelli.com/contact and pop me a message. If you'd like to join my coaching community, Daydream Believers, and connect with me on a deeper level, you can become a patron. Just head to patreon.com/lizcirelli, where you can sign up quickly and easily. As a patron, you'll get access to the full range of my coaching packages, plus you'll get exclusive early access to all of my musical output.